The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show!
Hey, welcome back to the Brightside and This Week in Comics. And while there isn't a whole lot going on in the comic book world for new books and, well, we all know what's going on. John and I always have stuff to talk about, and we just chit-chat. We get into our books this week. That's pretty interesting, our new takes. We had a good time. But there's plenty of stuff for us to discuss back and forth between news and tweets and stuff like that. Put it this way. When was the last time you walked in a comic book store and had nothing to say? So that's where we're at. Let's head into the store. Hey, John, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing as well as can be expected.
Yeah, well, same.
Same.
Just trying to be positive.
Yep, try to stay positive. Try to have a good time. I was going to come in with a new creative open, but I'm like, nope, that's not the time for it. Let's try and go with same old, keep things the way they were. And let's just enjoy this. I've been looking forward to this. Try to get back to normal because some days are better than others. How are you doing not watching the news?
Well, I mean, I never watch it, so business as usual, really. I keep up with, I was keeping up with the local news just to, see if my closing dates were, going to get updated or what have you. And it did. So now we're not going to be able to open at least till May 1st, which is, really a bummer. But same as that, it's following the rest of the country, really.
Right, right.
I wasn't surprised by that. But, initially we were going to be able to open back up on Saturday. And even though I knew that wasn't going to happen, I was still holding out a small hope that it might. So now, we're shut in for, another month. So it is what it is. I'm done watching the news now until May because I don't really care. Well, not that I don't care, but nothing's going to change for me until then. So,
Yeah, I don't watch the news. Anything big happens, I'll find out about it. I don't need to watch the news in typical situations, but.
Yeah.
Right now, everything's changing, and I at least want to catch like 15 minutes because, like you said, what if they have all of a sudden, what if they back it off? I think they're going a little too far now. I'm not judging that they're going too far, but we tried to go the short route. Now I think they're overextending on purpose, and maybe we can back it. I don't know. I'm trying to remain
optimistic.
Well,
they can always back off,
right?
That's the thing. So. You can always set a date far out and
pull back,
go back because nobody's going to be upset by that. But I think if you keep setting small goals and then keep moving them, that's when people are going to get frustrated. So,
exactly.
For instance, I saw yesterday, Virginia issued their stay at home order until the 10th of June, which don't want to say that they're going crazy, but that's a long way out.
Right.
But again, it's easier to pull back than do like we did and say, well, you can open in 8 days and change it and then say, okay, now you can open in 15 days and change it, So.
Yeah. I even said we did 2 weeks up here when they first issued it. It was 2 weeks. And I was like, what's going to happen in 2 weeks? How much do you think? And they're just starting to see numbers.
I think they were just thinking that. The incubation period is 2 weeks. So, you would start to see people not presenting and,
I don't know.
If you were successful in stemming the tide in 2 weeks, you should start seeing your numbers decrease because it wouldn't be spreading.
Right.
But that's not what's happening. Now they're saying that we're not even going to see the full numbers until the middle of May or more. So, I don't know.
Yeah. So, we'll get through it. I mean, have no choice.
Well, you're right. I mean, we'll live. Well, hopefully we all live through it. But, I mean, we'll live through it, and then, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, again, things are just going to shake out the way they shake out at this point. You know, we're all, you know, everybody is worried for their financial security at this point, but all you can do is just wait and see what happens. You know, I mean, there's nothing we can do about it. You know, I can't generate business for my store. So it is what it is, you know, it's just going to be whatever happens, happens. You know, at least for me, I've taken the steps I can take. I've applied for the assistance that I'm able to apply for, and I'll either get it or I won't. And if I get it, it'll either be enough or it won't. Like, it just, you know, there's no way to know. So there's nothing I can do about it, and nothing any of us can do about it. You know, you've all seen it before, but, you know, on a personal level, call your mortgage companies, call your car companies, get as much stuff deferred as you can, and then, you know, hunker down and wait it out, you know?
Yeah. So hunker down and, you know, listen to the bright side
of that. Yeah, not saying anything that nobody's said, you know, a million times, but, you know.
Yeah, nobody comes with a bright side chat for insight into their financial woes.
No.
I did learn something, though. I found this fascinating, flipping the channels up here. There's a news station up here. I won't name which one. But their weather, they actually have a future cast. I found that amazing. I mean, that they
like
titled
for the 21st century or
future cast. Isn't all weather future cast? Why would
That's
you title
say,
it future cast?
Future cast till when? Like, it's not, otherwise, it's just a forecast, right?
I'm like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, yo, over the weather, and then on the bottom, it's like, now let's go to the future cast. What do you think I'm listening to you for?
Nobody puts past weather on the news, and if you're in it, then you know what it is, right? So, like, by definition, it's all future.
If you're just waking up today, you missed a snowstorm last week.
Right.
You probably get that wrong, too.
That. Yeah. Yeah, right? Not where I lived, it didn't.
I was like, why would you title it that? It's like, of all things.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I thought that was good. A little something to cheer us up. What do you got for news? Comic book news. Let's get into comics. Leave the world behind. Let's have some fun.
A few things.
Delayed.
So, yeah, well, other than delays, which I'm going to try not to talk about again, because, you know, pretty much everything's delayed, so there's no reason to report anymore. But eventually, when things aren't delayed, it looks like Ryan Reynolds has a new project in the works. He's been attached to Dragon's Lair, which if you're our age,
I heard that.
You remember that video game in the 80s, which was, like, so cutting edge.
Wasn't it a game show, too? Remember that there was a game show where you had to play that game. And
I don't know.
Remember,
maybe so,
it's like
but
the contestants had to play the game, and it was like, that was so, because it was actually like a cartoon animation that you played. It was,
But yeah, it was the very first animated video game, and it was kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure, Dirk the Daring. And I remember pumping quarter after quarter into that and not getting past the first 15 seconds of the game ever, because it was actually pretty difficult.
Yeah, but if I remember right, wasn't he kind of like
It might have actually been 50 cents, too, at the time, which was a lot, you know.
Wasn't Dirk kind of like a bumbling type?
Well, yeah, and that's why Ryan Reynolds is perfect for this. Like, I think it'll be great. I don't even know the story of the game because, as I previously mentioned, I never really got past the first 15 to 30 seconds of it.
Yeah, well,
and then I ran out of money
or something.
Yeah, and I always died, right? So, but yeah, so that's pretty exciting. Again, that could be 2025 for all we know at this point.
First 20 minutes of the movie are Ryan Reynolds falling into the moat.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's me!
Like, it should open with him pumping quarters into the game and then getting sucked into it or something. I don't know.
Yeah. But did you see what somebody said on Twitter about the Stranger Things cast? They said if everything's right in the, it's something like if everything's right in the universe, that movie will end with them pulling away and it's the Stranger Things cast playing the game with Ryan Reynolds in it.
That would be
you
awesome.
You know what I mean? That would have been really cool.
That would be cool. Very meta.
Yeah.
So, all right. Next thing, you know, we kind of questioned, I guess, a few weeks ago what was going to happen with all the sports networks and things like that. So it looks like ESPN now is going to be showing Disney movies for the foreseeable future. So they are owned by Disney, so they're going to be showing reruns of Pixar and other movies on ESPN. So if you can't catch them on the 10 other channels they're playing on, you could tune into ESPN and catch them there. But
that's great.
Like, I'm so glad I changed my DirecTV package to finally pay more and get ESPN,
right?
Just so I can watch reruns of Disney movies.
Are they going to show like sports related Disney? They got to be doing at least that, right?
They might show like Remember the Titans and Sandlot and things, which I don't even know if Sandlot is a Disney movie, but yeah, they may show those. But I think they're also going to be showing their animated catalog. So, yeah, just programming for the network because they don't have anything else. Other than bowling, like we kind of joked about before, but like there's no non-team sports.
Right.
You know, and even bowling, you're side by side with other people in the lane next to you. So.
Well, you could close a lane.
Yeah, that's true.
Every other lane.
So.
Jeez. Tennis is like the only sport you can play.
It's like. Pretty much, yeah, because it's – well, and you can't even play doubles, really.
No.
Just got to play singles, and that's it.
Yep.
All right. This won't make you happy at all, but Lock and Key was officially greenlit for season 2.
I have it, but do you have the two together? The other one that
– I do. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna get to that.
I wanted
in a second.
To talk about that, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so what DJ was just alluding to is on the heels of the renewal of Lock and Key, they canceled October Faction and V-Wars, which were also both comic book-related shows, both of which were better than Lock and Key. even though I liked Lock and Key, I liked V-Wars and October Faction, I think, a little more.
Yeah.
So it's just funny what gets – like, I don't know what metrics are used – to determine what gets picked up and what doesn't.
See, I think the thing is Lock and Key actually had more viewers, but I think more people disliked it. I don't know. That might be my, you know, tainted
you didn't like it, but you know, we did see a lot of when we were joking around looking at the Rotten Tomatoes or what have you. I mean, there was a lot of negative reviews for that. But I didn't look. I would imagine they were probably the same for October Faction or V-Wars
maybe.
As well.
But you know what I wanted to say, though, is I don't mind them, Lock and Key, getting a second season. That doesn't bother me.
Right.
And I'm not actually upset that October Faction isn't, because as much as I love that show, we both said at the end of it, like, does it really need – I thought it was over. You know, so I'm not upset about it. As much as I liked it, I think a second season might actually take away from it, because I really enjoyed the first season.
Upset about any of it because I just move on to the next thing to watch. But we did kind of joked that season 2 of October Faction was probably just going to be Supernatural season 16 or whatever it was, because
right,
like you said, the mystery and the intrigue part of season 1 was spoiled or, you know, had taken place. So, yeah, who knows? Again, I've not read the books, so I don't know where the story would have gone. But I know there's, I think, 5 or 6 volumes of that graphic novel.
Oh, okay. I haven't read one.
You know, but again, all 7 volumes of Lock and Key took place in 1 season. So, for all I know, October Faction could have been the same. I don't really know. But anyway, like I said, moving on to whatever comes next.
Did you see
V-Wars? We're really literally going to have nothing to watch until 2022 after about the next 2 months, because nothing's going to be coming out
right
at this point. Although I think I did see Stranger Things is going to release on time because it's, I guess, pretty much finished. But, you know, that might be the only new thing we get for a while.
Yeah.
All right. Justice League Dark Apocalypse War looks like it's going to be the last film in the DC AU or whatever
animated
they're calling
universe.
It. Yep. Yeah. So, you know, again, they've had a string of 7 or 8 movies now where they've pretty much kept an ongoing continuity in their animated universe. So it looks like, you know, again, not going to be the end of DC animation movies in any fashion, but definitely going to be the end of this iteration of these characters, which for the most part were based on the New 52 versions. Because, you know, you had the Wonder Woman Superman romance, and then you had Atlantis Attack storyline and all that stuff, which was from the New 52. So they're probably just going to update things and, you know, come up with a new character designs and kind of a new continuity going forward. And then that's really about all I had for news, unless you're a DC Universe subscriber, and then you can look forward to Harley Quinn coming back Friday.
Friday, Harley Quinn's Friday, and we have Stargirl still on time.
Yeah, May 11th, I believe.
May 11th. So we may be out looking at the sun by then. Who knows?
Maybe.
But maybe not. But at least we have that coming up. What about all the – have you heard about Morbius?
Well, Morbius got pushed. Yeah.
Morbius got pushed to next year.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A whole year.
There's some big moves here. Like,
they're pushing things like way, way far away. That's why I'm saying even when we do start to get back to normal, like, what are we going to be watching in the movie theaters?
Well, Venom 2 is still on time. As of
for now.
Right now. As of right now, Venom 2 is still like late October or something like that.
We have no dates at all for Black Widow, so we don't really know what's happening there.
Right.
You know, we have Wonder Woman in August. We have James Bond in like November. But, you know, if we're able to, I saw a statement today from the AMC CEO that said he hoped to be opening theaters back in mid-June. But no intentions to even try before that. So, so mid-June would have been great to reopen with Wonder Woman, you know?
Well, yeah. But
I don't know what we're going to be watching when we get open. You know, maybe we'll be watching Avatar and Endgame again.
I don't know. I was actually thinking, because when they reopen, who knows what, you know, again, getting into bright side financial advice, who knows what we're going to be like for money. I mean,
none of us are going to have any. That's what
exactly.
It is.
So you don't really want to open and try to sell the joint out. Because people aren't going to show up.
Well, also at that point, like I mentioned last week, have all been cooped up for 2 months. So maybe even though we're broke, we're going to scrape together that $20 and go out to a movie.
Yeah.
Because we have been doing nothing. Like, I never thought I'd be this desperate just to go out to eat. Like, all
Same
I
here.
Want is just to go out to eat.
Yeah.
You know?
Same here.
I mean,
I know.
Just want to go sit down at a restaurant and get a burger or a steak or something, you know.
I was saying to I'm actually one of my dealers. I can actually still work, and you know, so it's very limited. Like a restaurant, I'm at like 5-10% of what I normally do in a week.
Right.
But I was talking to one of the girls there, and I was like, "Can you imagine what this? Just stop and think for a second." What this is going to be like the next time we go to a sporting event when they open a stadium up, and it's like, I'm not a people person by any stretch of the imagination.
Oh, I'm not either, really. But
so like this 6-foot limit that you're distance.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. You know,
I'm like, wow. I'm usually, like I've said, I'm an 8-foot person. So why am I bringing them 2 feet closer?
Nobody can come to my house. I'm good. Like, the kids were calling me, and they're like, well, what are we doing for Easter? It's like, you're staying home.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm eating leftovers. You
so
know?
That's my normal me. But I'm telling you right now, when I get – if they let me back into the Boston Garden for a Bruins game or I get to go to Fenway Park, I'm, like, hugging people. I'll be like, hi, guys. Hi. And you will. Everybody will be looking at everybody in a stadium or an arena, and we'll all be like – wow, how are you doing? You know, isn't this great? Especially at a baseball park. If we can open, you remember 9/11 and getting back into the football stadiums, right? And I know baseball was playing at the time too, but I do remember those Sundays, that first Sunday back. Can you imagine if MLB can open and that opening day ticket, that's going to be, that's just being there, even being at home and seeing a full stadium is going to be insane. And just the environment and the atmosphere is going to be so much fun. And we're learning now what we took for granted. It's crazy.
Well, right. Of course.
You know, like you said, we started this conversation talking about just going to a restaurant. We take that for granted. And now it's like, and restaurants are still open. You can go in and you get takeout and, but you look around at an empty restaurant and go,
it's not quite the same, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Lydia, we did go last Saturday night and got our burgers for takeout at the place we usually go get burgers. Cause usually every week before we do this, we go out and get some burgers at a place by the house cause they have great burgers. And, you know, we went and did takeout and took them home Saturday just to give them, you know, of course, you know, give them a, you know,
support
20
local.
Bucks.
Yep.
Yeah. 20 bucks or whatever. And then we got to eat our burgers, but yeah, we just took them home and they're like, do you need ketchup or Cokes? And I was like, no, I got that at home, you know?
Yeah.
Just, and we came home and we ate them and they tasted good, but it just wasn't it's not the same.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Our favorite restaurant's flat out closed.
Yeah.
And some of the people are working at a different restaurant. So we went in there and took some takeout and just saw some of the people and you're like, hi. And you like wave from a distance. It's, you know, it's weird. It's definitely weird, and it's going to be – I'm looking forward to when it's over, however long it takes, and seeing what that – how we use that that new appreciation. It's going to be fun.
We'll use it the first time we go anywhere, and then after that, we'll forget all about it.
Of course. You then know, we'll get aggravated again.
We were all, like, rallied together. Think about the country on 9/12. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But then a year later, how were we? You know, or even 6 months later, how were we? So, I mean, it's great to think that it'll have a lasting effect, but it won't. You know, we'll all be right back to...
We'll still have the memories.
We'll have the memories and, you know, again, I look forward to just being able to go in and buy toilet paper again and, you know, just the simple things in life. Like, I had to go to 3 stores last week just to get my wife half and half in sugar for her coffee in the morning. It's like, it's ridiculous, you know?
I know.
And I don't know why, like, who's hoarding half and half? Like, that stuff expires. Like, you can't buy a whole bunch of it and keep it forever, you know?
Exactly. It's like, exactly. I know, are a bunch of people
that weren't buying
it. I mean,
I understand toilet paper, it doesn't go anywhere, but,
like,
where's all the milk and half and all? I mean, you know, and Lydia's response was, well, people are home more and they're drinking coffee more at home. That's true to a degree, but not all of it. So I don't know. It was crazy.
Yeah, it is. CW shows, we have a bunch of those coming back that we like. Flash and Legends of Tomorrow coming back on the 21st.
Yeah, a few weeks.
Batwoman and Supergirl on the 26th. And those are the 4 that I watch. So
Legends? Did you say Legends?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Flash and Legends. Okay.
Flash and Legends, I think they both are on the same day. They're on the 21st. And then Batwoman and Supergirl back on the 26th.
So. Which is, again, weird to me that we have 4 CW shows right now, soon to be 5, but they all take place on 2 nights.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we don't spread that out a little more, but...
Hey, you know. It doesn't matter.
I mean, you're going to watch it all eventually.
Whenever you watch it, anyways.
Right, but it's just funny that they,
you
know, they only take up 2 nights for their shows.
Yeah. Let's see. What else do I got? You have anything else?
Not news-wise.
Well, I have one. So did you hear my podcast, well, for us this morning, about DC and the threat that they were going to put that out? And obviously, at the time I recorded that was the rumor of the threat.
Well, actually, by the time you recorded it, that rumor had been debunked like 4 days ago.
That's pretty much when I recorded that.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, I didn't know when it went out, because I was thinking when I was listening to it,
you could have
just checked Comixology this morning to see what was there.
Right,
but,
well,
I didn't know that you weren't recording.
Peek under the stairs, John. I don't record at 6 a.m. every morning.
Well, I don't know what you're doing.
No,
you're,
I know.
You're off every day, so...
No, I'm not. That's just it. That's why I recorded that. I had some weather, and it's like a dealership says you can do some work, so I got to get in and do it before they tell me no. So I got that one in, and I was like, oh, this will be a good one. I had a feeling that that would happen, but
but so,
at least
you know,
that's, DC, I'm glad to see that that happened.
Yeah, DC, you know, put out their press release to us in an email, really, I guess a week ago, talking about that, with the same statement that you saw, basically how they – actually, that's not how they put it out. I take it back. They put it out on Facebook with a long explanation of, you know, what they were going to try to do to help us out, and they made no mention of digital at all. And then somebody asked, and it was actually in the comments of that thread where the guy from DC made that statement about how they were planning to go forward with it. And how the audiences for digital and print were different, and basically everything you read off this morning was pretty much word for word his post in the comments on that Facebook announcement.
Now,
and then as you can imagine, the backlash from retailers was severe. I mean, that thread, I think before they turned off commenting on it, had like 288 responses or what have you. Did not go over well. And so, yeah, they a couple days late, really just 2 days ago, maybe 3 days ago, I don't know, they backed off of that statement.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, through the whole thing, Marvel had been quiet and hadn't said anything about what they were going
smart.
To do or not do. And I think they were waiting to see how that whole thing with DC played out. Because then, I believe it was Monday morning, we got an email from Marvel saying that they were going to hold off on digital as well. So I think DC dropped four or five things this morning. Most of them were trade paperbacks, but one of them was that animated, the comic based on the animated series for DC. They did drop that this morning, but that was it, and I think that's going to be it for a couple of weeks. I think they promised until April 28th, and then they would have to revisit their... you know, their stand at that point. You know, and obviously as a retailer, you know, I have a specific thought process and a stance for that. But I also do appreciate the fact that creators need to make money as well. And because if comics are not being produced, creators aren't working. And they can't go to conventions and sell their sketches or sell their autographs. So at some point, you know, they have to make a living as well, so I appreciate that part of the business also. And if we get to the point where it's the end of April or May and they have to start releasing digital, well, at least they gave us a month, you know?
Right.
I mean,
I
couldn't come back and fault them, even though I, again, wouldn't be super happy about it. But at some point, you know, if they have the ability to make money, they need to be able to make money, right? These companies also have to exist. You know, Warner Brothers is not releasing Wonder Woman, so they've got to make money somewhere. And,
right.
So, I mean, again, we'll see what happens in 4 weeks. I may have a different feeling for it. But I don't think DC is in a position where they can have creators continue to submit work and get paid for it and then not release anything. You know, they can't keep laying out creator portions of money. And plus, a lot of these creators are getting, you know, they get page rate plus royalties. So they're also not getting paid if these books aren't being sold. So, you know, there's other sides to the coin to consider.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, doesn't it hurt then if you release it digitally and then you don't get that double pay? You know what I mean? And then because...
Well,
it just
depends on what the drop-off for print would be, you know. While I don't think that – I still don't believe there'd be a significant drop-off to print when it comes back. The bigger concern is more, you know, spoilers getting out there stories getting out there, and then people deciding, oh, well, you know, Batman 92, well, you know, I saw it on digital and it kind of sucked. So now nobody picks up the print version.
Correct.
Because
that's what I mean. It's like, but see,
so yeah, it could hurt. You know, in the long run, it could hurt.
And it could hurt. Also, it can't help.
There also has to be, there's inherently a gap, right? Like if you go 4 weeks of digital now without print,
right?
When print comes back, you can't keep digital ahead of it. So then right. you're just going to have a 4 week gap in digital. It's so print can catch up. And now then you're going to have like the Comixologies and those places going crazy because they're not getting
right.
content.
And that's what I mentioned that in this morning's podcast. I was like, where's the gap? What happens? How do you manage that? And that's why I felt like you either that you do it all together and
right.
or, and the other thing I'd like to see, if you want to release something, take the time, and we have the energy now. We're not doing certain things. Put your energy into maybe trying to revamp the market and say, look, we're going to allow stores to sell a digital copy like we were saying before. And I've seen rumors of that online of people saying, like, maybe the stores could sell a digital copy, and then when they open back up, you come in and get your hard copy. And there are people – there's somebody – somebody actually is doing that. Somebody's actually crediting it or something like that. If you buy,
yeah, I don't want to get into that right now because that's a huge thing that's blowing up today.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, and it hasn't shaken out yet, so that's why I don't really want to get into it. Because once again, I've got multiple thoughts on on that as well. But until there's supposed to be like a formal announcement by Friday. On
okay.
what's going on, so maybe we'll revisit it next week. But right now, there's not enough information. But it's actually Comic Hub, which is who you know,
right.
our company. Not my company; I don't own it. But I mean, I use their service, and they're
yeah.
putting forth an initiative to do that. But there's a lot of, well, first of all, a huge amount of pushback from a lot of retailers on it, and then there's a lot of details that aren't ironed out yet, so it's best not to spread false information
okay.
at this point.
All right. Well, it's stuff like this, and I'm not trying to spread false anything. I'm saying
no, I know.
It's difficult to do, but this is the time to do that difficult stuff. What else are you going to do? It's better than sitting back and just waiting for something better to happen, because better things don't just happen.
They don't.
They become invented because of circumstances. You know, and who knows, maybe after all of this, whatever shakes out, everything is better. It exposes stuff and we find a better way to do things, not just in comics, but in other things too. But you know what I mean? It's like, instead of sitting on your hands and just being like, well, I can't do anything. So worst case scenario, we just go back to what we had before, but it doesn't hurt to explore.
Oh, yeah. Well, and again, there's a lot of small publishers that are taking steps to distribute directly to the stores for product. The problem is the stores aren't open, so it just doesn't do any good. Like, there's the sentiment is there and the mechanisms are in place, but there's very few people that are able to take advantage of it. And then, you know, just to be honest or fair about it, like, no amount of books from Scout Comics or TKO or Vault are going to save my business, you know? I mean, they're just such small publishers that I don't want to diminish anything that they're trying to do, because I applaud them trying to help us out. But
right.
no amount of titles from those companies is going to pay my rent or, you know, pay my utility bills. You know, they just
yeah.
are not going to sell enough copies. I mean, these are books that I sell 1 to 2 copies of in the best of times, and honestly don't even order most of them at all, you know? So... I just don't think people, even though they don't have alternatives to read, that we're going to have that many people jumping onto these books that it would make a significant difference, you know?
Yeah, so. But sometimes the ideas come from small places and the
well,
big
right.
guys.
And like I said, I don't want to take anything away from any of that. And,
yeah.
you know, if I had the ability to be open, I would probably take advantage. I mean, not in a, like a giant capacity, but I mean, I would take shots on some of it, because having any new product is better than no new product.
Right.
But like I said, at this point, there's very few stores that can even be open. You know?
Right.
I don't think we're that far away from just a blanket national stay-at-home order coming through instead of worrying about all these governors doing it.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't want to get into that stuff because I know every region is different. And
right. But I'm just saying we're at a point where there's really not going to be that many stores that are going to be able to be open and even handle any of this stuff. So,
yeah. No, what I feel bad for is there are places that aren't as hard hit with this. And
they're going to
be in the comic book industry, right?
Yeah, they're going to struggle just as bad.
And they're like, well, wait a minute. Why aren't I getting any new books? Because we're open. And it's tough, but it's what's keeping it fair because this is a worldwide thing. So some places are harder hit than others, but it's, I don't know. Let's try to keep it to comics.
Even with the comics, because again, what's the fair way to do it? Like, let's say I was able to be open. Is it fair for me to get new releases and nobody else can get them?
Exactly. Right.
Because what's going to happen is I'm going to order 10 times my normal amount and people will be ordering them off my website all over the country. And then those local stores, when they reopen, are not going to get those sales.
Exactly.
So, you know, the ones that would benefit from that are the giant, like, Midtown Comics, these online giant retailers.
Juggernauts.
Yeah. That would just sell all the books to everybody. So, again, it has to be an all or nothing scenario. And, you know, I know we're all scrambling. In the end of the day, I only really am responsible and care about my one store, not every store out there. But, you know, we have to be all or nothing with this. Like, we all kind of have to be in it together because it's what benefits the industry as a whole, you know.
So. Yeah. All right. I have a question for you.
Okay.
This comes from Alex Ross, the artist.
Oh, okay.
Did you see this on Twitter?
No.
Superman versus Darth Vader. Who wins?
I think Superman wins. Although I don't know, because the Force is magic based, which in a sense it is.
But is it?
That's what I'm saying. We don't know.
We don't know. It's like, because I don't, it's, you can go back and forth and it's, Superman's weakness is magic. Well, one, you know, in Kryptonite. Right. But at the same time, say the Force, let's just take that off the table. Let's say the Force isn't magic and that you're telling me Vader can't manipulate the Force to manipulate Superman
The Force works on the weak-minded, right? And I wouldn't classify Superman as
weak-minded. We're not trying to do a Jedi mind trick on him,
It would come down to it might come down to Vader's patience, right? Because, like, even if the Force was magic-based and I could do the Force choke hold on Superman, Superman can hold his breath for about 100 years. So it really just depends on how much time Vader wants to put into it. Because eventually that Force choke will choke him out, but, like, I don't know if has the patience to wait that out.
I read this one on Twitter. I went through some of the comments. We've talked about all the comments. The one I haven't seen doesn't mean it's not there. I'm just saying I haven't seen it. Superman's only good with a certain colored sun. Vader's powerful everywhere in the galaxy.
Well, right. So where's the battleground? Like, we haven't determined where this is taking place.
Exactly. I think Superman has more weaknesses than Vader does.
If we're on Mustafar, then, Superman's at a huge disadvantage.
You know, it seems at first you want to say Superman because he's, like, almost infallible. But then when you think about it, you're like, well, wait a minute. I thought it was a pretty good question.
But the thing is, at the end of the day, Superman just needs to be able to get a hand on Vader, right? And he has super speed. So, because Vader has a lot of things that he can do, but, I mean, he's not invulnerable. He's not indestructible. Like, if I'm Superman and I get my hands on you, I'm going to rip you into two pieces. And I'm going to do it faster than you can react to anything. So, you really just need to be able to get to him. And, where's the battleground taking place? Do I have the element of surprise? Like, you know, how is this all going? You know, are we counting off 10 paces and then turning?
In the picture, it had Superman and he was gripping the lightsaber.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, you know, and I'm a huge Star Wars fan. We all know this, but yeah, I saw that. I saw that. I actually did see that. I just didn't read any of it or get into the.
Well, that's work, John.
I just saw the caption, you know.
Isn't that a pretty cool picture, though?
It is. I mean, really
him
cool.
Grabbing the.
Oh. Yeah.
And he's like holding a lightsaber.
Yeah.
We'll get into some Star Wars stuff on. John's joining me on Friday.
I am.
On the Home Theater Podcast. I cannot wait.
Yes, sir.
So that's going to be a fun one. I actually have a funny lightsaber story for that one, too. That in one of the movies. I won't tell you which movies I've already watched. I'm sure you know. But
well, I know one of them that you watched, but I don't know how many you've watched or, you know, where are.
We'll get into that then. Let's keep it fresh. I don't want to tell you and then rehash it all.
No, I hear you.
All right. What else do we have? Anything? Any other news? Anything breaking?
No.
We're searching here. All right. You ready to get into some comics?
Sure.
All righty. All righty, John. Here we go.
Just put this on repeat from last. Just drop in the audio from last week.
What am I going to spend my money on this week?
Nothing.
Okay, so that covers Speculator's Corner?
Yes, it does.
Now let's see how good, because you sent me nothing, so now I have to go through. So what's next? Oh, what do we have for back issue bonus?
Nothing.
Nothing. Perfect. Nice. We are flying today.
We are flying. All
right. FOC for next Monday?
Nothing?
Which we just spent, 40 minutes talking about?
Yeah.
And, all right, you ready for checkout?
Sure.
What'd you check out this week?
Nothing.
You didn't read anything?
Well,
I saved a couple. I saved a few, but I got to
save some I finished off last week's books, but nothing. I mean, nothing really jumps out.
All right. Did you read?
Great,
I read two. And we'll talk about. I'm sure you read them, but go ahead.
Well, I was going to say I've read some more of The Boys. But I already talked on a previous show about how I really didn't like that.
I know.
And I still really don't, but I'm reading it. I'm still reading it.
That's how bad off we are. It's like I'm reading stuff I don't like.
I don't know. It still hasn't captured me. Like, I still keep going, but I'm not there yet.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
So. Did you read, Bounty Hunters number two? Star Wars Bounty Hunters number two?
I must have, but I don't recall it at all. Yeah. Yes, I did. No, I knew I read it. I'm just trying to think about the book and what happened in it, but.
I read, that was one of the books I had for today. I said when one came out, it's my least favorite. It's not bad.
Yeah, and it's not great either.
Yeah, it's not grabbing me. And that's why I was like, oh, I'll do that one for this show. I was like, oh, man. It's like, but, I mean, that's a horrible thing to say, I guess.
Well, it is, but it's just not,
but it's not, grabbing.
Not super memorable, you know? Like I said, exactly. I don't even remember it, and I just read it, sometime between last Wednesday and today, so it couldn't have been that long ago.
Right. You know? I read it today.
Yeah.
So I saved it for today. Did you read, let's get to something a little more positive, at least in my mind. Did you read Fantastic Four, X-Men, number two?
I did.
Number three, I'm sorry.
Number three, yeah.
Number three.
I did read it, yes.
What'd you think of that one?
It's still pretty good. I mean, as far as the X-books go right now, it's the best one.
It's my favorite one.
Yeah, it's definitely the best one. I like it. I like all the Doom stuff. Looks like it's going to be, you know, it wraps up next, well, I was going to say it wraps up next issue, but... Well, that's not going to change, but when we get it, it is definitely up in the air.
Right.
We're going to have like a Batman Damned situation where we're going to have to wait 6 months to get the last issue. We're not going to remember. Yeah. We're not going to remember any of it.
Yeah, and Batman Damned didn't have a virus to deal with.
No. Everything right now is on the Doomsday Clock schedule, so, you know. Yeah,
pretty much. No, I really... That's... So that's only a four-story arc?
Yeah, it's only four issues.
Four books? Yeah. That's a shame. That's a shame. Because I like... What I like most about that is how they're integrating the rest of the world.
Yes.
Into X-Men. And like I've kind of
Which really
up.
Isn't happening. In, yeah, it's not really happening in any of the other X books right now.
Yeah. And I'm hoping they do more of that even after the series is over. Like, because the X-Men has really just turned into their own private thing. And yeah. there's no, and one of my favorite things about X-Men when I was a kid was the integration.
Right.
With other characters, with the rest of the world, and it was them dealing, and X-Men have turned into, they've just said, screw
yeah,
it,
because
even
this
last
live
on
issue
our
of
own.
The X, even this last issue of the X-Men, just wasn't that interesting. Like, I don't know, I'm really losing interest in all of this stuff. Even the main title now is just not that good.
Yeah.
So I'm really, I'm so discouraged to say that, because less than a year ago at this time, we were so hyped about what was going on with the X-Men and what the potential was going forward for this world and these stories. And I don't know. I just feel like it has not lived up to that potential at all. And anything that it had gained, it's really lost its luster. You know, I think we've definitely taken two steps back for the one step forward that we gained.
Yeah. Well, I think what they did is they just stuck with, it feels like they stuck with what got them there, but never progressed after that. You know, and it's like, oh, look, we have an island and we're developing our own thing here, but they're almost like ignoring the rest of the world and all they're doing. Like I said, I've fallen off. But
right.
It just
the only place
like,
that's happening is in that X-Men Fantastic Four book.
Right.
You know, that's the only thing that's pushing the story forward in any way.
But even this story, all they did was go to the island, and now they're on another one.
Right.
It started
New York. Liberia or wherever they are.
Yeah. And it's like, apparently, if you're different now in this new X-Men universe, you get your own island.
Yeah.
And that's it. And it's like, there's no integration with the rest of the world. And it's... I don't get it. That doesn't make for an interesting story to me. I want to see that. That's what make you know, the differences in them dealing with it, not just ignoring it. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I
said,
right? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I didn't hear you.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree. I just don't know where it's going, but it needs to hurry up and get there because, you know, I know a lot of people. Like, I'm getting drops on these titles now left and right. Like, customers that were buying all of these books are slowly dropping, you know, one at a time off of these titles. And, again, it's just going to go back to, you know, X-Men's going to be a mid-tier book. You know, we're going to sell 10 or 12 copies a month, and that's going to be it. That's what it was before all this started.
Right.
Know? So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, even Wolverine, I read the first one, and I got... you heard me after I read that one. I was like, God.
Yeah, it's not that good. And the second one wasn't that good either. So
all it was just another X-Men book. Yep. Like, just flat out, like, here, X-Men book whatever. It's, you know, you couldn't even say the main character was Wolverine in his own book.
No.
You couldn't. When you read it, you're like, wait a minute. It was two stories in
there. It was just like X-Men...
Yeah.
Number 8 or whatever, you know.
He wasn't featured any more than he was in, say, even in this Fantastic Four one.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate to be super down on this stuff, especially right now when we don't really have anything good to anything new to talk about, but I don't know. I just am not super enthralled with any of this X-Men stuff.
Yeah. So. Nope. Hey, nothing you can do.
No.
Nothing we get. We just read them as we get them.
Yeah, I mean, I read them. I gave it an opportunity. I can't say that I didn't because I've read them all.
We loved
I loved House of X
and Powers.
I thought it was great. And even the first couple of issues of X-Men I thought were really good. And even Marauders, which was my favorite.
Exactly. Same
it's
here.
Kind of, that's fallen off for me too. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Right.
Hopefully they can give it a shot in the arm and bring it back some, you know.
Yep. Yep. And we will see probably in 3 to 6 months.
Yeah. Well, they got plenty of time to rework things.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Do we have anything else?
I don't think so.
It's going to be one of our shortest weekend comic shows ever.
Yeah, well, it's still almost 50 minutes, so.
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Not bad.
Considering we really had nothing to talk about, really.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So. But you and I will be back on, well, we're going to be together if you want to check out some great Star Wars talk. Home theater stuff, but
yep.
We'll be together on that one on Friday. Then we're doing our Saturday morning cartoons.
Yep.
On Saturday morning, we're doing. Are we just going to episode two?
I was thinking we would just go to episode two if
sure.
Spider-Man and his amazing friends.
I'm up for anything. We can binge if you want. you got to see his face. He's not happy with me. And then we are doing Picard on Monday. We'll be talking Picard. And so catch up on that. It's free.
Yeah.
And we're going spoilers. There's not really, so.
Yeah, because you've either watched it or you haven't. If you haven't watched it, there's no reason to listen at all. So.
Right. Well, actually, I think it's a really, really good show. We both have already said that. I come at it from the perspective of not watching any Next Generation or any Star Trek, really.
Yeah.
And obviously, John's a big fan. I can't wait to talk to him and go back and forth on that because I've watched all the Ready Rooms. And if you don't know what those are, check those out as well.
Yeah, I've watched those
them. Those go along
as well.
With each episode. But I have a blast watching those because I get to hear what all the stuff I missed that I'm sure you'll tell me about.
Right.
So that's it for this week. Everybody stay safe. And
Wash your hands.
Yeah. Let us know what's going on. Hit us up on Twitter at brightside_chat. Or you can email us at brightsidechat@gmail.com. And, you got time on your hands. Check out the Nerdy Legion. Go to nerdylegion.com. Check out all the great podcasts there. Hey, especially Indie Alley. Check out that podcast. I forgot to ask you about that. What'd you think of Freddy?
I thought it was good. I listened up into the spoilers, and then I turned it off.
Oh, really?
Well, because I haven't read those books.
So. Right. No, I know. That's fine.
But yeah, I listened. I thought it was good. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait till you... Are you going to read the books?
At some point. I don't have them, so...
Oh, okay. I mean... We get into some good stuff in the spoiler part. We really go back and forth. We had a really good time. He texted me the next day. His son listened to it and he's like, Dad, it's like you guys have known each other for years.
Yeah.
And it really was. And that podcast is literally the first time we spoke to each other than just saying hello on, we were on Discord together during the draft.
Oh yeah.
We'd never spoken, but we said to each other afterwards because we both listened to each other's podcasts. And then you get on and you just start talking and we had a blast. It was a lot of fun. Definitely want to have him on with you. Hopefully he can do Wednesday nights or something, but
sure.
We had a blast. So thanks to Freddie over at Indie Alley. And I want to get Andrew on too, his co-host, because apparently you're Freddie and I'm Andrew.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Andrew does all the editing and everything. So Freddie was telling me all about he works for a few hours afterwards. And he goes, I just hang up. And I go, oh, so you're John.
Yeah. I just hang up and go to bed.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So, but yeah. So, I'd love to get Andrew on and we can bash you and Freddie.
There you go.
We should do a round table.
Sounds good.
So, all right. That's it for this week. We will be back with Picard. Oh, and Saturday morning cartoons. Everybody stay safe. Thanks for listening.
Take care, everyone.
Hey, Fred.
Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors that we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends, Comics, and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com.
So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listened to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors.
This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.